have been praying and just seeking the Lord, and he has been impressing upon my heart even since March about some things that are going on within this country and with around the world. And even last week, I just had a burden in my heart for what God is saying. And it took me about three days to write some things down that God having given me and what he has been showing me. And so I just wanted to share that with you all today on this podcast. And I pray that as I tell you what God has given me, that your ears and your hearts will be open in the name of Jesus. So I did also post this on another social media site, and because God is giving us a warning and we have to hear. So Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for today. I thank you for the opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio and to have my podcast, Hebrews 4:16. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in my life, all that you're doing in the lives of your people. I thank you, Lord, because you have been good. You've always been good to us. You've always continued to bless us and keep us, oh God. You showed us your way, even when we couldn't see your way. You've been there for us, God. I thank you, God, and I give you the glory, for there is none like you, God. You are a powerful and mighty God. You are a holy God, and I just bless your name, and I give you the glory. And I just thank you. I thank you for the word that you have put in my heart to share tonight, and I ask that as those people listen, those who are hearing, and those who are at the sound of my voice, that their hearts will be open, their minds will be clear, there will not be any deception. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your grace and your power, for I know that there is none like you. In Jesus' name. And so I'm just going to read what God has given me. And so it says, countrymen and women, we are being deceived. People are going with the majority rather than seeing what is happening with our spiritual eyes. You say you are praying and you are not. Your hearts are filled with anger, rage, and bitterness instead of compassion and zeal for the great commission of Jesus Christ. The children are getting sick now. The children are learning to hate as well. Do not take this to be a one-sided message, because this is what Satan wants you to believe. Sickness continues to rampage throughout the country, a country built on biblical grounds. The word says we can be healed. The word says we can be delivered. The word says we are to love our neighbor. The word says to show compassion. But the main message of the word is to go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things which the Lord commanded. People of God have had dreams. You have seen visions. But the Lord asks, why is it the message given to you going forth? You are preaching a worldly message rather than the message of God. You are feeding into the trick of the enemy. Open your spiritual eyes. We are in the end time. All need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. All need to come to repentance. Too many are falling by the wayside. Their hearts have not been changed. The evil we are experiencing is because we have left our first love. God didn't say, honor me when you feel like it. The Bible says, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Are you fasting? Are you praying? And are you reading your word, allowing God to strengthen you for this time and season? Be not deceived. The time is short. Our time is not God's time. I mean, our time is not God's. Some of you have heard and listened, praying for others as you meet them, showing love and telling of God's goodness as you walk. God will give you the boldness to go forth in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Laws can be changed, and they can be created. But the heart and mind only changes through Jesus Christ. Because we do not listen, we suffer. Because we refuse to heed the word of God and heed our own wanted desires above God's will, is covering lips from you. We are the children of God. Your ears are open, but you do not listen. Your hearts are filled with evil, and you blame others for your actions. Jesus said in Matthew 12:34-37, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. It is not enough to have memorized the word and be able to quote scripture verbatim. The Pharisees knew the word. They were teachers and interpreters of the word, and Jesus called them hypocrites. He said they didn't practice what they teach. You look at Matthew 23. They crushed people with unbearable religious demands and never lifted a finger to ease the burden, quote unquote. Everything they did was for show. He told them that they ignore the most important aspects of the law: justice, mercy, and faith. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "For you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurity. Outwardly, you look like righteous people, but inwardly, your hearts are filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness." We have people today. They can quote scriptures. They know the word, but committed in their relationship with Jesus Christ. Their hearts are evil. To certain people, outwardly they appear holy and righteous, but they continue to purposely live a life of sin because that's what they want to do, and no one can tell them otherwise. They continue to browbeat others and be pompous and show hate towards others. They know so much, they can learn little, and therefore aren't able to hear God when he speaks because of their conceit. They say they have faith, but their faith has been lost, and so they run in fear when trouble arises. They believe everything that they hear, but the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We are in a spiritual battle. Some have not been able to sleep at night, so you are up late praying, because spiritual warfare happens more frequently in the midnight hour and early morning hours when God wakes you up out of your slumber. If you haven't been able to sleep and have not prayed, start praying for the people around you. Start praying for your family. Start praying for your friends. And yes, you need to start praying for the wisdom and compassion of the politicians and the lawmakers. Stop the arguing. We are in a spiritual battle. The Lord says, be not deceived. look at what is happening with your spiritual life and not the eyes of those around you, and that includes the eyes of the media. Remember, the hope of this world is Jesus Christ. Satan knows his time is short. So the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now is the time to put on love, humility, and grace. Now is the time to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now is the time to show your neighbor the love of Christ. Now is the time for fervent prayer. All these things, yes, should have been done before. But remember, the word of the Lord says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21 and 28, Matthew 24, 2 to 13. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For the nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow, and then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. God will move throughout the land, but we must be obedient to his word. Go forth and tell others of the goodness of God. Go forth and tell of the love of God. Pray, the time is nigh. Power from on high will be our deliverance, our healing, our peace. We have been experiencing spiritual birth pains. It is not the time to fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. We must go forth in the boldness and teaching the salvation of the Lord, praying for others. God is with us. Open your spiritual eyes. Be not deceived. Our victory is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The time is now. Hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you give your people confirmation of this message, God. Open their ears, Lord, to hear. Open their spirits. Open their hearts, God. Open their hearts right now. Touch their spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus.